The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the ultimate car guy, Marty Shore, who is a gentleman who has written a wonderful book we're going to be talking all about. It's called Ford Total Performance, Ford's Legendary High-Performance Street and Race Cars. We'll also talk to Marty about his lifelong passion with automobiles, his lifelong work with automobiles. This guy has done it all, from being a journalist to being a public relations specialist being an entrepreneur. He's a really a fascinating gentleman, and he's going to be with us all throughout this hour of the broadcast. Anytime, if you would like to chime in with a question for Marty, if you are a fan of Fords in general, or in particular high-performance Fords, the Fords from the 60s, the Ford GT, the Ford GT40, high-performance Mustangs, anything, Cobras, whatever you would like to talk about, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, and many people these days do, you can shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. or bob@boblongradio.com. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys. And Don's going to do a little historical bit for us today. We're going to be talking about Louis Chevrolet, the gentleman who had a fascinating life and career, and of course the Chevrolet brand is named after this gentleman, but there are many things that you'll learn in this broadcast about Louis Chevrolet that you are probably not aware of. We're also going to be joined by a representative from a company that is got a cool aftermarket part, and we'll be talking to that representative in hour number two of the broadcast. Again, anytime throughout the show, if you've got a question, we get a number, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. I'll throw out a quick trivia question. And whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question, we're going to give you a cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So let's make it a Ford trivia question here, and we're going to make it a Ford GT trivia question. This gentleman has been on the show with us many times. He is the designer of the Ford GT, which was built in the celebration of Ford's 100th birthday. And what is this gentleman's name? He's an artist in addition to being a car designer. Matter of fact, these days he does more painting than he does car design. Unfortunately, I hope one of these days he gets back into doing some cars. But fascinating gentleman. What's this gentleman's name? 855-660-4261. bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. Well, joining us on the line right now is a gentleman I've known for many, many years. He is a true car guy. There's no other way to say it. I mean, we're going to talk about his resume. Automotive journalist for many years. He was the head of public relations for Buick within General Motors. And in recent times, he started a wonderful club called Cafe Racers, which is headquartered in Sarasota, Florida, but also has branches throughout the nation, and is the author of several books, including this one, the brand new one, which just came out a while back, Ford Total Performance, Ford's legendary high-performance street and race cars. It's my pleasure to welcome Marty Shore to Auto World. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing fine. I'm hanging in there. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's begin at the beginning. Let's do a little This Is Your Life, Marty Shore. I know you hail from the Bronx. And I know go back to New York quite often to check in. But let me ask you, when did you first kind of get bitten with automotive fever? Did it happen to you at an early age as a little boy? What was the turning point for you?
Well, I really started early, and I often think of myself as the accidental car guy because at the time, my father didn't have a driving license. We never owned a car. I didn't have an older brother who was into cars. I just sort of picked up some old magazines one day and saw pictures of cars and got hooked. And I used to go into Manhattan to a used magazine store. Of course, they don't exist anymore. Magazines barely exist. And buy these old copies of Speed Age and some British car magazines and just plow through these books day and night, and just found this affinity for sports cars. And next thing I knew, I was looking at hot rods and had an affinity for 32 Fords. So I kind of just picked it up many, many years before I was able to drive, certainly.
That's great. And, of course, you had a great career and, you know, continue to dabble in automotive journalism. But let's talk about that first job. What was the first writing gig that you had with a publication regarding automobiles? And then take us through your automotive journalist's resume.
That's kind of easy. Again, I also think of myself as this accidental, almost everything connected with my career. I joined the Hot Rod Club when I bought my first car, and it was a 40 Merc four-door convertible sedan, which I had no idea was rare, and did the usual stuff to it, sort of flathead and customized it a little bit, and I belonged to a Hot Rod Club. And the only problem was that I wasn't mechanically talented. I wasn't a do-it-yourself necessarily, and we had race cars in our club. It was the Dragon Wheels, and since I couldn't do any of the actual mechanical work on the cars when the guys worked, they made me public relations or publicity director of the club, and I would put together some pictures and a little few words and bring it down to this magazine office in Manhattan that published Custom Rodder magazine and Car Speed and Style magazine, and these were digest size magazines, and I'm talking about the mid-1950s.
Sure.
And I would bring the stuff in, and they would run it in the magazine because, very unusual, nobody who worked on the magazine in the office knew anything about cars. They relied on freelancers to sell them stuff. And since I knew about cars, they found me to be a great resource. And next thing I knew, I was writing stories for them.
Wow. And that's how it began. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue the journey of Marty Shore into the realm of automotive journalism and then public relations. And then we're going to dive deep into this book here, this wonderful book, Ford Total Performance. Motorsports legendary high-performance street and race cars. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Close on the trivia question, the designer of the Ford GT, which was built in celebration for a couple of years of Ford's 100th birthday. As a matter of fact, our very special guest in this hour of the program, and hopefully he won't mind. He actually owns one of these vehicles. I love the Ford GT. I have, let's see, Bill Warner, the chairman of the Amelia Island Concours. He has one of these vehicles, Carl Brower, who's an automotive journalist. He has one of these vehicles. And then, of course, I can think of five or six former executives, big mucky mucks with the Ford Motor Company, have one of these. But Marty Shore, author of Ford Total Performance, Ford's legendary high-performance street and race cars, also is the proud owner of a Ford GT. We've had a number of people guess the name of the designer, and so far we've got the first name right, but not the last name right. So just keep on shooting me emails here, bob@autowordradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, and the winner will get a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Before we dive into this book, which is just a wonderful book published by Motor Books International, my website is under construction, has been a little too long. Hopefully my web guy is not listening, but he's a little bit slow getting it done. But once he does, we're going to feature this book for a whole month. So we're going to have it right there so you'll be able to check it out. And I'm going to mention it quite a bit because it's a great book. Ford Total Performance, Ford's legendary high-performance street and race cars, published by Motor Books International. And this basically follows Ford's leap into the 1960s, the performance era, not only on the track but also on the street. And Marty Shore is the ultimate car guy, and we're kind of doing a This Is Your Life segment with Marty. And before that break, we were talking about how you first got into the realm of becoming an esteemed automotive journalist and an editor of several magazines, and you were telling the folks that it kind of happened by accident, and you started writing. And then tell us more, Marty. Tell us about some of those editor-in-chief positions that you held.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because it's hard to believe, and people think I'm kidding, but after about a couple of years of, maybe 2 years, of, freelancing to Custom Rider and Car Speed and Style, and back in those days, you know, we used to get $50, $75 to do a story and pictures, and, you know, probably ended up making $3.85. But one day, I was out of a real job. I had come back from the Army and didn't have a job, and I was getting married. And I walked into the building where the magazine was, and it was around noon, and I'm waiting for the elevator. And off walks the publisher, who I had met a couple of times, and he says hello to me and says, can you hang around while I go out to lunch? And by the way, do you want a job? I didn't even ask him what the job was. I just waited around, obviously. And when he came back from lunch, he said, how would you like to be editor of the magazines? Well, I had no experience. I was going to school at night at City College in New York. I didn't have a degree yet. And he hit me with this, and it was like, I don't know, 3-4 months before I was getting married, and I didn't have a job. And so that was it. They had purchased another publication called Cars Magazine, and they took the editor of the small books and made him the editor of the big book, and they needed an editor for the digest-sized books, and they said, you're it. So it was truly on-the-job training, and I did that, and I became an assistant editor on Cars Magazine. Then in 1965, I got the job at Cars and became editorial director of the company, and so I had control of all the magazines that were automotive or motorcycle. And a couple of years, well, about 5 years later, they made me vice president editorial, and the company went public. And we published sports car titles and motorcycle titles and regular automotive magazines. And that lasted about 13 years. And I left in mid-1973 and started producing magazines on a contract basis from my home. So that's my resume, and, you know, sometimes I look at it and say, that can't have happened to me. You know, it must be somebody else.
Oh, what a great story, Marty. And, of course, today, anybody who's a member of Cafe Racers and anybody else, too, can check out CarGuyChronicles.com is a website associated with Cafe Racers. But even if you don't belong, you certainly can check it out. You do a wonderful job with that. Tell me a little bit about how you got into public relations. I know our mutual friend John, a.k.a. Bugsy Lawler, up in my hometown of Boston, he always tells me the story of I believe he was driving the Buick GNX, the limited edition GNX, on a track. Of course, this would have been like 87 or so.
Right.
Has such huge fond memories of that and such great respect for you. Tell us a little bit about how you got into doing PR for GM and how you slid into Buick.
Well, it was also kind of, I mean, all of the stuff, you know, so many people go through the normal process of getting jobs and building careers, and it's all great. I mean, there is no good or bad. But mine has always been kind of interesting because what happened was I was producing Vet magazine, the Corvette magazine for a publisher.
Sure.
And I had been doing it for about, let's say, 6 years. And GM decided that Buick needed public relations attention on the East Coast because too many journalists were not happy with the way they were being treated, and a lot of people had the perception that Buick was a golf division of General Motors, not golf, because they did the Buick Open, and golf was the big deal. And Lloyd Royce had become general manager of Buick and a GM vice president, and he says, we have to get somebody, and he goes to his friend, many-year friend, Jim Williams, who at the time was director of public relations for Chevrolet. And he says, I need a real car guy to change the perception of our division on the East Coast with the business magazines as well as the car magazines. So Jim recommended me, and Buick called me, and I did an interview, and I got the contract, and that was 1982, September. And it lasted until January of 2000.
Wow, amazing. I need to hang out with you. You have great luck, great karma. More with Marty Shore around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dury is the rock and roll gearhead. Many rock and rollers are into cars. Billy F. Gibbons, lead singer, principal songwriter, guitarist, ZZ Top, and Marty Shore is with us. He's the author of Ford Total Performance, a wonderful book published by Motor Books International, Ford's legendary high-performance street and race cars. And Marty's got a rock and roll friend as well who looks like he's going to be hanging it up. We can talk about that a little bit later on in this half hour. We should have Marty on for 2 hours. We're going to have him on for another half hour, but we're definitely... maybe have him back on for another visit. Before we get into the book, I know, you know, I'm an old dad. I can get married till really late in life, so I have a 5-year-old that I love so much, and I know that you're really proud of your son and what he's doing with one of my favorite brands, two brands. Jaguar, as they used to like to say. They seem to be back to saying Jaguar and Land Rover, Range Rover, and you have a very talented daughter as well.
Yeah, well, I've been very, very fortunate that my kids have excelled in their fields and doing well, and they're happy, and I'm happy, and I have a wonderful granddaughter, and so that's all nice, and What's really great is that my relationship with my kids kind of drifts over into business because Stuart is in public relations with a car company, and my daughter is a very well-respected fashion photographer and artist. So we have a lot to talk about other than just the normal family stuff. So it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this book. This is a real interesting time in the automotive world, the early 1960s. I understand that back in the early 60s, Henry Ford II decided that under his reign that safety, not performance, was the goal, but something needed to change. So in 1962, things started to change. Tell us about this era of 61 to 71.
Well, it all started to change really in, I think it was 62. And I believe in 62, Henry Ford decided that the AMA ban on, it wasn't really a ban, it was a suggested approach to performance racing and publicizing it. They didn't want the manufacturers to publicize wins at the racetrack and going fast. They wanted the automotive manufacturers to be best known for safety and comfort and convenience and all the usual stuff. And Henry decided that he was going to pull out of that AMA agreement, which I believe, I don't know, went back to the late 1950s or mid to late 1950s. And at the time he pulled out, he was also president of the AMA, which was kind of awkward.
Wow.
And he said he was pulling out because it was not relevant any longer. GM and Chrysler did not follow suit, and GM probably stayed with that agreement, gee, almost forever, long after it had pretty much been silly. GM stayed with it. And Ford started in 62, and then by 1963, that's when they launched their Total Performance campaign, which became the whole theme of Ford moving forward. And that's when they did the 427, 425 horsepower Galaxy with the fastback roof. And they did the 289, 271 horsepower Fairlane and mm-hmm. 260 cubic inch four barrel Falcon Sprint. And they went racing in Monte Carlo and in Europe, and it was a whole new day at Ford Motor Company, and they were very, very successful. I mean, very successful. And by 1964, of course, they came out with the Mustang, and that put them over the top. So it was a great time to be at Ford Motor Company and a great time to be a journalist, you know, writing about this stuff. So.
Oh, absolutely. And you have so many great stories that you tell in the book here. Some of the interactions with legendary folks like Carroll Shelby. I of course got to know Carroll later in his life, but what was Carroll like in the early years there? I mean, in his real heyday, and I know you got some great rides with him. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, you know, he was an incredible talent. He was extremely bright, and he was like a type A personality. It was all about winning, and he was good. There's no question. He was good as a driver. He was good as a tuner. He was good as a manufacturer. And essentially, my first experience with Carroll was, I think it was 1963 at Riverside Raceway. I was there for the, that's where Ford held the long lead preview for the 1964 cars. And they used Riverside Raceway, and the hotel was the Mission Inn. Of course, both of those places are gone. And Shelby was part of that whole program because he had a Cobra display and took people for rides in his, I'm not sure if it was the car that won at Sebring, but it was one of the race cars with Weber's roll bar, the whole nine yards. And we had been up the night before the first day at the track. We had been up really late, and I was in Carroll Shelby's suite. And I was invited up to have a drink, and I left probably at 1 o'clock in the morning so I can get some sleep to get up in the morning and go to the track. And he was just going full. I mean, he was unbelievable. I left him, I think he had passed out on the bed, the place was still full of people. He had put away so many drinks that it was amazing. And next morning, 7 o'clock for breakfast, out at the track at 8:30, and there was Carol in the Shelby Cobra giving demo rides. And I said, holy crap, not that many hours ago, this guy was gone. He was wasted. You know, how the hell is he going to drive? And I thought about not going for the ride, but then I felt this may not happen again, so I decided to do it, and I got a helmet, and I got in the car, and he fired it up, and I swear, he took off, and I think he was making corners at 80, 90 miles an hour, turning aside to talk to me. And he made that car dance. I mean, it was amazing. He had no sleep at all. He had been drinking. He didn't miss his line at any point on the track. It was just absolutely amazing. And so I learned a whole new respect for Carol, that he was just an incredible driver. And, well, the rest is history. He built a huge company and became friendly with Lee Iacocca and Henry Ford. And, you know, it's all in the book, and it's all in history, and he was a great guy.
Absolutely. And another great story that you chronicle in the book, and since you're the proud owner of a modern-day Ford GT, the original Ford GT, there's a whole story behind this vehicle, but you got to ride in the GT40 on the streets of New York City. How did this happen? When we come back, you can tell us. Hold on. I'm getting too excited. We're up against a break. When we come back, okay, we're going to have you on for another. Marty, we're going to do another hour in another few weeks, because there's no way we're going to get everything in this hour. But everybody stay where you are. I think we got an answer to the trivia question and more with Marty Shore is straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations all across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we do have a winner to the trivia question. It's Peter listening in Connecticut. Yes, it's Carmelo Pardo. He was a gentleman who penned the Ford GT back 2004. It was in production 2005, 2006. And what an amazing gentleman he is, just as our special guest is, Marty Shore. He's the ultimate car guy, the author of this wonderful book, Ford Total Performance, Ford's Legendary High Performance Street and Race Cars, published by Motorbooks International. You can buy it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all the usual places. We're going to have it up on the Auto World website. And before the break there, Marty, you were telling us about the Ford GT40. This was a vehicle that the 40 stood for the height of the vehicle, and you got a ride in one of these before anybody knew about it on the streets of New York. Tell us all about it.
Well, I didn't get a ride in it. I got to drive it for a day.
You got to drive it? Oh, wow. Even better. Cool.
Well, it all started with the fact that I had a very good friend who's in the book, Bill Kolb. And he ran the Shelby portion of Gotham Ford, which was the factory store in Manhattan. And he called me up one day and said, listen, I got a GT40. You want to spend the day together and let's have some fun. So I took a ride into the city, and sure enough, he had this Mark III GT40. One of them, I'm not sure how many were built, but not many. And he didn't tell me much about the car, just other than he had it. And we took it out and drove it on the highway and drove it on the streets and took it up to Randall's Island and had the cops follow us off the Triborough Bridge. They couldn't imagine what we were up to. And what happened was, looking back on the whole thing, after I drove the car, we wrote a story. It was the cover story in Cars Magazine. I think it was around April 1967. And Billy called me up and said, listen, Ford Motor Company has five GT40s, street cars, in a building in Secaucus, and they've been scratched and dented, and including the one we drove. And they want to sell me all five of them, and they want $5,300 a piece for them.
Oh.
You want to buy one?
Oh, my goodness.
Said, you know, I don't have any more garage space. And, you know, probably next year they'll be cheaper. Well, you know, it was about a $15,000 car and at the time. And so I turned it down. Billy turned it down. And Billy ended up selling all five of them for Ford to other people. And every year, Billy and I get together at Christmas time in Sarasota, and we sit and have lunch and talk about how we didn't buy a car for $5,300 that's worth north of $1 million today. And what I didn't realize at the time, but found out later on, the car was 001.
Oh, wow.
GT40 Mark III built. It was built for the New York Auto Show. And then it went, eventually, over the years, it was returned to England. And it was a left-hand drive car, which was very rare. And it went through a couple of owners and was put on a boat to go back to England. And a car fell on top of it. Ooh. Another GT40 that was going back to England fell on top of it. So the car was taken off and sent to Car Craft to be fixed. Long story short, the car is still around today, only it's been converted to a right-hand drive race car, and the owner races it in the UK. And it's 001, and I drove it and was stupid enough not to buy it. About four years ago, I decided... Billy had bought a Ford GT for himself, and I bought one. We both had the same color, the tungsten gray, and he also has a second one, a heritage car, but I have one. And my passion for GT40s, you know, started when I first met Roy Lunn and John Wire in 1964 when they showed the original Ford GT, which became the GT40. And so I was at the press conference and talked to them and fell in love with the car. I sat in the car and I couldn't believe it. And
absolutely.
The funny thing is that the Ford GTs that I have, it's an 06, that drives better, it's quicker, it's faster than the old GT40. And it has roll-down windows and an air conditioning, and is very tractable. You know?
Yeah.
And it's an absolute wonderful automobile. I mean, I'm so passionate about it that, you know, it's like I get so much pleasure out of just washing it.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful car, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I owned a couple of Corvettes. I had to sell them, but that's the way I felt about those cars and some Mustangs that I owned. I mean, just washing them, I mean, was just thrill for me. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Ford's Total Performance. This is just an amazing book. Ford's legendary high performance street and race cars. And let me just run down some of these, and we will have Marty back. We've got people asking to have you back here. I've got seven emails, people wanting you to come back. 427 Fairlane Thunderbolt, you cover the Mercury Comet, the unique V8 Falcons that competed in 63 and 64 in the Monte Carlo rallies. You got Dick Brannigan's 427 AFX drag car. You cover the Indy 500 winning race cars. Many younger folks don't realize that Ford won the Indy 500 a number of times. The 427 overhead cam, single overhead cam, Ford 27 engine used in AFX and fuel race cars. The Boss 302 and 429 Mustangs for street drag racing and Trans Am. And, of course, you covered the GT40 and the Le Mans and the Enzo Ferrari Henry Ford fiasco, and cover all things Cobra and Shelby. So this is a must-have book for any fan of Fords. And, again, it is available at Amazon.com, at Motorbooks International, Barnes & Noble out in Burbank, California, what's the name of that place? Aero Books. I know they have it there.
Right.
But it's a great book. Tell our listeners about the gentleman who did the foreword on the book. He did a wonderful job.
He's a friend. It's Lee Holman, who was John Holman of Holman & Moody fame, his son. And Lee never was really in the business that much. He did some work, and he crewed on some of the European race cars, the Shelby cars, the Daytona Coupes, GT40s, and he ran his own boat business while his father was building the car business with Ralph Moody. And then father passed away, and Ralph Moody left the company, and the company was going bankrupt, and Lee came back and saved the company, and today he builds authentic GT40s with Holman & Moody 427s and does new Mustangs to replicate the Tour de France Mustangs that his dad built. And he's a great guy, and he's really into it, and he was kind enough to write the foreword for the book.
That's great. And one thing we should tell folks, I mean, the thing that really surprised me is the way you got your hands on some never seen before stuff, unpublished photographs, even artwork from four designers. And this is not easy to do, Marty. I mean, how'd you do it?
Well, the book took over a year to write. And fortunately, because of my years as a journalist, I still have a lot of friends at the car companies, and some of these people are in high positions today, and when I needed stuff from the Ford archives, they were very kind enough to open up their doors to me, so I had access to a lot of stuff that has never been seen, plus I had my own photography from all the trips that I made with Ford back in the 60s, and the road test cars that I had in the 60s and 70s. So between that and friends who had various collections, they were able to fill in whatever I needed for the book. And the book really does have a lot of unique stuff in it.
It sure does. Everybody, check it out. Again, go to Amazon.com, Motorbooks.com. Marty Shore will get you back. Everybody in the Florida area, check out Cafe Racers. You're going to want to go up to Sarasota and become a part of all the fun that Marty puts together. Marty, we'll get you back, and we thank you, sir, so much for your time for this hour.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of